Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Dream Talk, our six-part series on how to be comfortable in your own shoes with my co-host, who is a master of the art of dream healing and self-discovery, and my very own dream journalist, Barbara Smith. It's Thursday, June 28th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us. It is a gorgeous blue sunny day here in Southern California, perfect for listening to all of your dreams. And we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or to ask questions at 347-857-2710. You can also email us at opendreams@aol.com. And when you do email us, if you could just put dreams into the subject line, that would be very helpful for us. So once again, you can call us here at 347-857-2710 or let your fingers do the walking at opendreams@aol.com. Now, today is a part two of our six-part series with Barbara and I. And Barbara, welcome. Hello.
Hi there. You know, we're live and spontaneous. And you know what came to me when this show was coming on today was that full moon rising. You know, if you don't know, it'll drive you insane. You know, I mean, how perfect are those words for this show, you know, today? It's like what you don't know drives you insane. It's like sort of like the nightmare we're going to talk about, you know? What are nightmares? It's something you just don't understand. And that's why we call it a nightmare. Once it's understood and the shadow is looked into, it becomes an enlightened subject that you go, aha, and the nightmare becomes something totally different. Isn't that fabulous?
That is fabulous. So we're going to get some aha moments today, but you wanted to read something very pertinent to our show.
Yeah. It's Carl Jung, you know, the famous psychotherapist. He really was the one that kind of tuned us into the dream world. And there's Bud Harris, I was reading his book, and he said that Carl Jung had taught him we can each live a miraculous life, even turn our life into art. All we have to do is commit to the quest for self-knowledge. For me, that's self-discovery. For me, that is the dream. That is the study of self. Self-knowledge. I thought that was fabulous when I read that. I thought, you know,
it is. Well, that's what you help people with through their dreams is the self-discovery and conscious awareness. So that's what the dream can do for all these people.
For everyone. I'm a perfect example because I don't ever share anything and say, look, this can really help you, unless I've experienced it myself. So it has worked for me many, many times. It's worked for so many of my friends. And, you know, I think it even worked for you the other day. We kind of were doing something with around a waking dream. So you had that experience, that kind of aha moment at that particular time and realized how a waking experience, I treat it the same way as I would a sleeping dream, you know. It's all a dream.
It is, but I guess it's kind of not an out-of-body experience, but as you're experiencing the waking dream, for me, I got this feeling of, oh, my God, this is an awakened dream. This is funny, because so you're outside of yourself a little bit looking at it.
And you know, we're actually like that at night in our sleeping dreams, in our experiences at night, because there are times that if you really look back at your dreams, the next time, you know, perhaps tonight you'll think about this, those that are listening, and we really realize that we are the observer many times in the dream. And also, we are many, many times every single part of the dream. We are all visitors that are in the dream as different characters. Now, this isn't the case for every solitary dream, but most dreams, we are a piece of everyone that we are seeing and observing in the dream.
Yeah. Now that's, well, so, we play many roles in our own lives, the many facets
exactly.
of our lives. So I'm so happy the switchboard's going bada bing bada boom over here.
Oh.
So
okay.
let's see who has something interesting
okay.
to share with us today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're just working with dream technology. Hi, you're on the air with Lauren and Barbara. Who's this?
This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly. Can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you.
Okay, I've got just a real short one. I mean, it's just like a sign that came in my dream or a symbol.
Okay.
Last night. And I was dreaming, but I don't remember a lot of the dream. But all of a sudden, this sign flashed in front of me, and it was a circle, like a stop sign. It was in red, circle with red, and the number 2 in white. Just flashed in front of me, and that was it.
Wow. You know, Holly, the one thing I always say that we don't have to have a really long dream. We can have a color. We can have a sound. We can have an emotion. We can have one single sign. And sometimes one single sign is as powerful as you can get, because here you have a circle, okay? I have a question for you. When you saw that, before I go into the interpretation, when you saw that, how did you feel in the dream?
I was like, jump back. I go, where did that come from?
Okay,
I thought, this is interesting.
That...
Yeah, it wasn't, it was just like, okay, because I did ask, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I asked questions in my, you know, before I go to sleep.
Did you
so.
Ask a question that night?
I asked a question. So, because I knew I was going to call you and I wanted a dream or a symbol to share with you. I asked for a symbol or something to share with you.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So a circle. Well, there's so many things that we can look at circle, and it's your dream. So what I do when I interpret is, or when I give you some help, then you take the one that really you relate to. This is how it works in dream time. And so the circle has a couple of meanings. One of them is, are you going around in circles right now? The second one is, a circle is eternity. You know, our life is never ending. It's like even when we leave the physical garment, we still are continuing. Life never ends. So it's a continuation. The red is passion. It can be loss of energy. It can be spending a lot of energy. But I have a feeling it might be... passion here, and there was a number in there, 2. So mm-hmm. what I would be asking is, there something in your life right now that is being called into balance, and that it's encircling you. It's coming to full circle.
Okay.
It's coming into full circle, and it's something you might have passion for, or that you've been not living passionately enough, but that too is about balance. And so
right.
there might be something in your life that's coming into balance now, and you're going to be able to move into a greater creative, you know, when you see passion or hear passion or you see red, you see red, you can also be anger. But I have a feeling here that intuitively it's something about your passion, and it's coming into balance for you now. Is anything in there sound good to you?
Oh, yes. It's like the masculine, feminine, which I've been working with, you know, coming in balance, too. And with my passion for the different creative outlets, creative things I have going on in my life right now. So,
There it is. It's coming to balance, and it's your passion. You've got to, you know that. I just got a visual just then of a merry-go-round, and on the merry-go-round they used to have those rings that you throw. It's your turn to grab that ring. It's your turn in life.
Okay. Yeah.
So go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Holly.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Holly.
Bye-bye.
You know, Barbara, that's Holly's dream is very significant when you talk about how our dreams can help us with a transition, and it sounds as if Holly is in a particular crossroads, you know, where a stop sign, let's say, a traditional stop sign would be, and now here is another type of a sign for her to help her move forward in a transition in our lives.
Right. In fact, you know, that was something I wanted to speak about is the intellectual darkness that we can be in. And we're in a time of, and we're constantly in this time, individually, as an individual person, and then as a collective. As a collective right now, we're all in transition. The world is in transition. And we can get warning signs, and we can, if through this, we go through our transformations, you know. So that was really quite a beautiful sign, especially when she asked the question. Now, I know Holly's been dreaming for a long time, and so, you know, she's used to her dreams, but when you do ask for a question, how it came out there, where it was a perfect situation for her, it came as a sign for her.
Well, it sounds as if, depending on where you are in your life and how important what your experiencing in your life is, obviously this is a huge shift for Holly. And so,
sometimes we're in a shift and we don't even realize it, but our dream will let us know. It'll wake us up.
Exactly.
As when we're studying ourselves, when we're willing to journal the dream, and you know, you're not going to remember unless you start journaling, then what we're waking up to are pieces of ourselves. They're like sleeping pieces that we're saying, hey, you know, our higher self is saying, you know, or the subconscious or whatever it is, it's saying, hey, wake up, listen to me. There's a piece here you're not taking a look at. Then we're wondering why we're not getting it. You know, like, oh, my God, I'm just not getting it. We're getting it. We have to listen. And so, you know, we have to listen to our stories. And the stories are revealed to us at night. We all have a story. We all have a dream, and it will be revealed. Are you willing to listen?
Well, isn't that a tricky question to ask? Because it is tricky. How many of you are raising your hands right now? I see one, maybe two.
Switchboard better be lighting up. Then we know we're dreaming. When that switchboard lights up like a big Hollywood, you know, headline, we know we're all out there dreaming, and we're all going to be shifting and transforming our lives. So
that's true, but don't you think a lot of people don't want to see something, and so they cry, why aren't my dreams, or why isn't anything happening for me the way I want it to? And so here you're saying if you listen, and people say, well, people just aren't listening. They're not. Wake up, people.
You know, I was talking to someone this morning about a situation in life, and this is a very beautiful, beautiful soul. I just adore him. He's done a lot of work over the years and recognizes this now, but he said something really profound, and I didn't write it down, so I don't have it exactly as his quote, but he said something like this. He said, you know, I finally recognized and realized that I can embrace more than one thing at a time. And what he was saying was, he can, you know, wise men do cry, and wise men can get angry, and wise men are very wise. And they, we don't have to suppress all these things. We can, you know, there. Sometimes we think, oh, well, I'm spiritual, or I'm working on this really, really wonderful, peaceful place, and I'm not allowed to get upset right now. Well, that's not true. We really embrace it. And, I thought, wise men do cry. You know, it's how do you embrace all of life? It's like embracing and embodying the dream. It's how long do we stay in the darkness, though? We don't want to hold on to the darkness week after week after week. You know, you take your time, you know, but willing to go into that shadow, into the darkness, because that's where the mystery is. That's where the surprise is. And sometimes, I mean, how many times when we don't know what's ahead of us, that's pretty fearful, you know? You're going down the hallway at night, you can't see a darn thing. Well, we want to turn the light on. Well, that's what it is about the nightmare. You want to look at it because I bet you, like they say, that snake in the hallway wasn't a snake at all. It was just a piece of rope. And you can do a lot more with the rope than you can do with the snake. You know, you can hang some clothes on it, hang some dirty laundry on it, take a look at it. You know, well, then again, with the snake, you could do something too. So.
Yeah, well, but, you mentioned something so universal with so many people is the fear that people,
yeah,
that really is a major four-letter word for people, and it creates a wall, and they just don't know how to go above the wall, around the wall, through the wall. And we were talking prior to the show, and I think you can share a little bit of this about a woman who shared a dream to you who was fearful, and how you alleviated that fear through the interpretation of her dream. So if you want to share that.
I asked her permission if I could share it on the show because she wasn't able to call in. It was a dream that she had in regards to her grandson. And he's graduated from the police academy. And she just adores him, of course we do with our grandchildren, but she adores him and loves him. And in the dream, she is walking with him into a dark, like a dark forest. It's really dark. And she sees all these birds, just tons and tons of birds. They're all white birds. So you've got the black and the white, okay? Now, it's not always black and white, but that's the way it appears until you get deeper into it. So I said to her, do you know what kind of birds they were? Oh, they were all kinds of birds. But then she mentioned there were white turkeys, all kinds of white birds. And she kept saying about the white turkeys. And I listened very closely, and even listened to yourself when you're reading your dream over and over. What did you write down repetitively? And what she wrote down, or what she expressed to me repetitively, was the turkeys. So I took note right away about these turkeys. So she said that she had called her grandson about this, and she was very concerned for him and was in, fear and for him and his safety. And he said, I don't think it's my problem. I think it's yours. And the more I looked at the dream, it was both. It was her fear of her grandson now being a police officer. He wants to go higher into the force, and he likes to even go into FBI, and they're in Mexico City. And therefore, her fear of the unknown and where he's walking, and there it is right there. What is he walking into? But back to the turkey. I said, we're going to talk about the turkey, because did you know turkeys can fly? And most people do not know turkeys can fly. So what is it you're in fear of your grandson protecting him, which is normal, that you're in fear he's not going to be able to do? You don't know that there might be something that he's capable of doing that you're in fear of he's not capable of doing. Now, as we talked, that was a fact. That was a fact of where she saw him as still as a child, and where she felt that he was not going to be able to protect himself. And white is also, and birds are, it can be many things if you have individual birds, but birds in general, when you see white birds, to me it represents spirit. So there's a protection around him going into this darkness. And he knows he's been trained now on how to protect himself. And it went into her fear, and it went into something that did happen. And he's sometimes not wearing a uniform, and he's undercover. And so there is now we have sometimes it can be a prophetic dream. And what did happen was she had this 3 days before he was to go into a situation where he'd be undercover. And he did not go into it. And that day, there were 3 police officers shot and killed. But there's where he did not go into it. He knew where not to go into. It was more her fear for him. He's okay. He does know where he's walking. He is guided. There is light there. So sometimes we're holding. That's another thing. We can hold the fear for somebody else. You have to let go of the fear. They, you know, in this situation, he is able to walk where he, and we're always, you know, we can walk across the street and get injured. So we have to let go of the fear, and that's what she finally realized, that as we talked about her grandson and what he was trained in doing, and yes, he can fly. He's trained. He knows how to do something you don't think he can do. So it really helped a lot.
So you took a fear of someone, and through the dream interpretation, you alleviated the fear by explaining what she was so fearful of. That was, as you've said, there's nothing really anything to be afraid of. It's just that fear itself.
Right. It was the fear itself. But you know, she really felt, and sometimes we feel we have validation for that fear, or. When he said to her, grandmother, it's your dream. It's not my fear. It's your fear. And it was her fear, but she wanted to put it onto being the fear that this grandson should be in fear of what he's doing. Well, there's a difference between being in fear of what you're doing and being aware of what you're doing and being conscious of what you're doing. And because she was seeing it also only in black and white. If you take the black forest and the white birds, you've got two colors here. And sometimes it's not always black and white. There's a gray area, and the gray area is what she wasn't aware of. So what we got to look at was the gray area and what belonged to her, what belonged to him. What was her dream? And no, it was her dream. It wasn't. Sometimes we do have a dream for someone. It's like a warning dream.
Right.
But she did. But the grandson did say, "Grandmother, this is your dream." And she had to look at it more because this woman is a prophetic woman, but not everything is a prophecy. And so she had to look at where her dreams may. These shadow dreams also of her own fears. And that's where she saw today that some of her dreams are not all prophecy. They're our own fears.
It sounds like the grandson is in tune to his own higher self on a certain level.
Yes. And this dream really talking about it helped her a great deal. And that's the other thing I'd like to share with the listeners is that when we share it, and please share it with somebody that you have confidence in, I've said this before, that when you share this nightmare, it really, something, let's not even call it a nightmare. Let's say we're going to share something, waking or sleeping, that's very frightening to us. And when we have a listener that's listening closely, sometimes they can shed the light onto it. And it becomes something that's very helpful to us and tangible. It's not something that is harmful to us. It's definitely something that's going to guide us.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we've been trying to share with our listeners about dreaming and how powerful and potent these dreams are, because they are messages that help steer us in a certain direction on our path.
Right. We can change the story. The story is given. You know, they say nothing's written in stone.
Right.
It's really true because we can change the dream. And, in fact, when you really get down to a lot of people don't even realize this, and some people do it and naturally do it. They don't have to be trained in it, but they actually can wake up within the dream and shift it right there within the dream itself. But that's another topic. But we can shift the story. When we come out, let's say we come out of a nightmare like this, and we want to look at it. I say, you know, we write the dream down, and then sometime during the day, preferably right then and there, if you can't, you don't have time in the morning to do that, it's my practice that I take a different journal, or sometimes write in the same journal, the dream journal, I dialogue with the characters in the dream, or I dialogue with the emotion, or I will say, let me go beneath the fear I believe I have. What is deeper than that? What really is it saying to me? What is that fear even saying to me? And we can dig under that, because usually there is something beneath it. Even when we have a injury, or we have someone we think has hurt us, our feelings. And, you know, we look at that and we go, well, what's underneath that? You know, instead of pointing the finger at the person, let me see why I'm really reacting like that. And that's what you do with the dream journal. That's what you do with the dream. Take a look at what's really going on underneath. Or if there is an animal in the dream, how do you feel about that animal? Like with a dog, were you attacked by a dog at one time? So you have right to be fearful, you know. If you have a condition with dogs, like to me, dogs are loyalty and love, unconditional love, then you're going to have a different interpretation. So there are certain interpretations to certain symbols, but they all vary according to maybe your religion, your culture, different belief systems. Different cultures have different beliefs on the same object, the same, like the owl. You know, one tribe in the Native American Indians, they believe owl is wisdom. Another tribe believes that it's death. So sometimes you have to really look at when I'm working with somebody, if I'm working with somebody that comes from the Jewish religion, I'm working with somebody that comes from a Christian religion, or I'm working with somebody that comes from Eastern philosophy, Buddhism. The same particular scenario may have a different shift or different light to it according to their belief system.
True.
So it's your dream. It's not my dream. I can only help you and guide you with the interpretation. Like with Holly, she had to choose what that circle meant to her, not to me. But circles have certain symbology to them. So I'm offering those symbols. You choose. It's your dream.
Well, it's part of the choice, too. You know, you have a choice to change it, to take a step in another direction. So it's truly fascinating.
Right.
And I think what you mentioned is so vital about dreaming is through the self-discovery process of sitting with the dream and asking yourself questions, how you become your own therapist, as you've often said it sometimes, how we can heal ourselves. Because when we sit quietly and ask a question, so how did I feel when I was dreaming X, Y, and Z, that
right.
can be very profound. And you know what's so profound? That time is almost up, Barbara. I mean, this dreaming thing, it's like amazing.
Now, that's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
That sure is a nightmare, for God's sake. Where does this time go? We just need a whole year to talk about dreams, because it's truly fascinating. And thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. It's just lovely co-hosting with you. And we're going to be back. next week with our part three of the series and experience another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's dreams. So for Barbara Smith, this is Lauren Leibowitz, and we want to thank you for joining us and listening to Dream Talk. And don't forget, you can always contact Barbara at opendreams@AOL.com. So Barbara and I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, we wish you sweet and successful dreaming. We'll leave you with Full Moon Rising and Caroline Waters.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.